Daily, the father of the prodigal son looked down the lane praying for his return. When he finally came home, Dad ran out to greet him. Dad hugged him and kissed him. "Dad," the boy said, "I'm not worthy to be called your son." He never even got to the "Can I be a servant?" part. Dad said, "That's it, son. No more of this nonsense. Once a son, always a son. Come on, guys. Bring out the best robe. Get the shoes and ring." All indicating sonship, not servanthood. "Hurry, hurry. The boy's back. Kill the fatted calf. Let's go, let's go. Time for a feast and celebration. My boy, my boy. He was lost and is found. Hallelujah." To make him a mere servant rather than a son would be to not totally forgive him. I'm telling you, when a sinner repents, they're celebrating in heaven. God calls a party. Why would you want to wander around in the short-lived pleasures of sin when you can spend forever with a dad like that? This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com.
Check out KHNC's new LifeWave Info podcast at 1360khnc.com to learn all about the thermal light healing patches we are now selling. Learn how to live longer, look younger, and feel better by using your body's own light energy healing process.
Radio listeners, this is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
Join me for the Rita Panahi Show, Thursdays at 5 p.m. here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies. That's the Rita Panahi Show, Thursdays at 5 p.m. here on AM 1360, Northern Colorado's best talk radio.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Are you a homeschool parent or student seeking an honest education free from the monopolistic constraints of a government-run education system? Standards Plus History Academy, www.sphistory.com, is designed for homeschool families or even young adults seeking a deeper education, offering self-guided world history, U.S. history, U.S. government, JFK assassination curricula, and instructor-led online classes. That's www.sphistory.com or 931-494-0070.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Around you. Okay, welcome back to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. First hour is archived on America's Freedom Network. Both hours archived on 1360khnc.com. And then contact information, Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado 80502. Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado 80502. Yes, the many signs that Christ throughout the scriptures, throughout the Bible, stated signs that would occur or would be signs of Christ's recoming. Excuse me. All right, I had to get a drink during the break, and I think I drank too much water. That's it. That's what I drink, water. And a chai. Yeah, and a green drink. So anyhow, things that we were in the final years of Christ, of the world, before Christ returns, there would be many things to look for. I mentioned numerous things over throughout the in these programs. And I don't want to begin right now with a list of things, because I want to get back to an article that I began late in the previous hour, which is a very important article out of diswire.com, World Economic Forum working with Bill Gates to debunk the Bible. World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, the old devil worshiper. His father was a devil worshiper too in Germany, Ravensburg, Germany, during World War II. That's where Klaus is from. Supposedly his mother was Jewish, but she made a decision to bail on Klaus's father and jump to the United States, leaving Klaus motherless. He has abandonment issues. So he and Bill Gates are going to attempt to debunk the Bible. Actually, they're not going to debunk the Bible. They are going to prove the Bible is accurate and the prophecies in the Bible are absolutely exact, detailed, intricate, will come to pass. They want to usher in a new universal spirituality to fit within their vision of a transhumanistic world, to reconstruct. And with Pope Francis, the Pope wants to reconstruct the core teachings of Christianity. Then you have another World Economic Forum official, Yuval Noah Harari. Now, he's Jewish. He says he's Jewish. And within the Jewish family, there are those that hate God, and especially one family that has been, you might say, distanced as a family member. The Jewish people that were actually children of Jacob, but because of their involvement in the occult, in witchcraft, in the dimension of evil, they have been removed from the lineage and the history of the Jewish people, the tribe of Dan. And I'm wondering if Yuval Noah Harar, if he is from the tribe of Dan, or if he is just a member of an individual in the synagogue of Satan. Well, here's what he says. The Bible is dangerous. It's full of hate speech, arguing that a more unified religion must be created that's actually correct. That's right. Harar believes the Bible is a current form, in its current form does not fit into the World Economic Forum's global vision. Therefore, a new version must be created to reshape spirituality. No, the Bible, is not hate speech. It is truth speech. The Bible speaks of those who hate God, the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, that hate good, that have no conscience, that hate speech is when you say publicly that you want to destroy 5 of 8 billion people. That's hate speech. When you want to euthanize as many people as possible, when you want to, we want to abort children, that's hate speech. We want to cull the unwanted from the world. That's hate speech. We want to remove as many useless eaters as possible. That's hate speech. So, he is an intelligent individual, demonically intelligent, in my view. The Bible is not hate speech. The Bible exposes the wicked, exposes those who hate humanity, that hate God, that hate good, that hate the earth, that want to destroy the earth. So he's misled. It's because he doesn't read the Bible. He doesn't want to know the truth. But the Bible does say that Christ is coming to separate the sheep from the goats. The goats will go to fire. Rick Rodriguez, This Present Truth. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.
Come. As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lined in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of cheater, little homies wanna be like on my knees.
We have been living in a gangster's paradise, the whole world. The whole world has been living in a gangster's paradise. It's going to get worse. I listen to conservative talk, patriot talk, MAGA talk, and there is a thought that Donald Trump will be able to reverse, cause things to calm down, reverse the direction that we're going, and there are those that are hoping, that hate him so much, they hope the ship sinks. They hope that Trump is wrong. They hope that Trump, they're just so full of hate toward Trump. They're blinded by their hatred. The Bible says that Donald Trump is a born-again believer. He's an ambassador for Christ, but he's a civil servant. He is not a pastor. He's not a minister, a chaplain. He is a civil servant. He's paid, which he doesn't receive pay, to do what is possible to help the people in this country. He cannot in football, you have 11 players on the field. He's just one of 11. And he can't do everything and appease everybody. It is impossible. There's no such thing. But you see, hatred has a funny way of blinding and giving you spiritual cataracts, political cataracts. I see it throughout the MAGA movement, not the MAGA movement so much as just conservative, those who say they're conservative, but just hate Trump. He's a civil servant. As you want to see the destruction of Trump, you will see the destruction of the ship also. And I hate to tell you the truth, that Trump is going to be relieved of duty here before long by God. The Holy Spirit in the book of Revelation, through the writings of the Apostle John, speaks of a mystery of 7 final presidents of the United States of America. The final 7 presidents of the United States of America. And there are only 7 names for 8 administrations. The 6th king, or the 6th president, is Barack Obama. The 7th president is Donald Trump. And you can go back to Jimmy Carter, and then Reagan, Bush Sr., Clinton, Bush Jr. You have the men who will be the men who oversee 8 administrations. One of these individuals has a 8-year term and a final 8-year term, roughly 7 years maybe. And it's not Donald Trump. It's Barack Obama. So Donald Trump is going to be dismissed from duty here before long as a civil servant, something that the 8th individual is going to do to overthrow America, this, our CIA, they overthrow governments. They remove leaders in the other nations of the world, kings or presidents, or like Saddam Hussein and Muammar Gaddafi. It's what we do. Well, this deep state, these intelligence agencies, they have an air force, they have an army, they have a military, I mean, they have a navy, they have weapons in space, they have black budget financing, and they overthrow leaders in the world, South America, Africa, Asia, Middle East. And this group is going to overthrow openly an American president named Donald Trump. I don't ask you to believe me. You don't need to believe me. I'm not trying to persuade you, convince you, but you give it some time. You just give it a little time. We removed a president, John F. Kennedy, killed his brother, Robert. That's what we do. Anyone who decides to take a stand against the shadow government, the hidden government, the deep state, dark state, whatever you want to call it, that exists. And for the people that don't believe that, there's nothing we can do in the Patriot Movement, or the people that see clearly, nothing we can do to convince you. There's no sense in trying to convince you. You can't lead a horse to water, but you can run a horse off the cliff. This government, this hidden power structure in the United States government, you have the American people, then you have the government. Are the American people going to vote out or be able to change what exists presently? No. No. To think that the American people, with the clout that we have, we're going to be able to hunt or expose every traitor in the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, and the government agencies? No. We'll expose them. We'll know who they are, like Mitch sleeping with the enemy, McConnell sleeping with his wife. It's his wife. He should do that. But she's a CCP, and Mitch is on board. He's never going to be able to even touch the wealth that he has. He's going to have to build tunnels full of whatever it is he wants and hide everything he has. He thinks that his wealth is going to carry on to his children, to their children, and their grand down the road, 20 generations. No. You better tell Mitch that he's built these warehouses to store his wealth. Well, he's going to die here very shortly. It's time. And there's no one that's going to be able to enjoy that great, vast wealth, because Christ is coming to punish the nation of Israel and its godlessness, those that are Jewish that are godless, the Christian people that are truly Christian, born again. There's punishment coming to us also because of our apostasy. Then you have the people in the world, the nations, those that hate God, that can do nothing but evil. God is coming to punish them too. That's recorded in the book of Revelation. And here you have Harari, Gates, the Pope, Klaus Schwab, all of the individuals in the World Economic Forum, most of the people in the royals of Europe that hate God, they really do believe there's going, mankind will find a way to give man eternal life. And the book of Revelation says they will. They will find a way. They will find that guard, that, what do you call it, the old tree of life. The tree of life, eternal life. Yeah, they're going to find it. But as their body continues to rot while they're awake, while they're living, and there's no cure for a rotting body, they can't die. They beg death, come, take us, just kill us. We want to cease to exist. And death runs away. It flees from them. So these people are going to bring in a new religion, a new universal spirituality. It's in the Bible. It is in the Bible. And read Revelation chapter 13. If you don't take a mark, worship an image, or take a number, guess what? That is the religion you must be part of to exist. The Antichrist, the beast system. And it's developed. They are using AI right now to recalibrate, to perfect it. This matter of AI is not just about intelligence in all of these, in any application. No, the purpose of it, number one, the primary purpose of AI is to use it to force people to worship the devil. That's the purpose of AI. This is what Bill Gates and all of his staff, thousands and thousands and thousands of people trying to perfect AI to the point where AI, they give an image life in Israel, in Jerusalem, in a temple. Is it going to be a godly holy temple? No. It will be a satanic temple. And that image will have the ability to cause anyone who will not worship the image, take a mark, or a number, to be put to death. So this is what Bill Gates of Hell, Harari, the Pope, and these thousands and thousands and thousands of other spiritually, demonically adept individuals, demonically adept. It's what they're doing. Using AI to take an individual, open his human spirit, which was created to contain God only, Christ only, the Holy Spirit only. They'll have the ability to spiritually open that vacuum, and Satan will come in. An eternal damnation. But this is hate speech? No, this is warning speech. This is warning people. This is what the purpose of AI is. The number one purpose of AI is worship. Podcast 1360khnc.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey everybody, we are
Lady Antebellum.
When we started out in Nashville, we never imagined what we were going to be able to achieve. We got here because we worked together and had each other's backs.
In America, we have the privilege of being a diverse society made up of people from all kinds of backgrounds, and that's a big part of what makes this country such a great place to live.
When we put aside our differences and work together, there is no challenge too great to overcome. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado.
You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at wagnerelectricco.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health, achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the natural health button. Start your health journey today.
The Phantom of the Opera, or should I say the Phantoms of the Opera, the children of the devil. That's what the Bible calls them, the children of the devil. And what is it that they're, as servants of the devil, what duties is the devil giving them? The main duty is to force worship of the devil on the people of the world. So with this Yuval Noah Harar, he calls the Bible hate speech. The global elite, they know the teachings of Jesus Christ. This is out of Diswire.com, December 4th, 2024. Early into the 8-year period, into that window before Christ's return, by Bradley Greer. They know the teachings of Jesus Christ. and they know that these teachings go directly against their dark spirituality, and their agenda can only succeed in a world devoid of religion. No surprise that Pope Francis has been singing from the same hymn sheet for some time. 2017, for the Catholic people. God will not be easy on you if you don't want to know the truth about the Catholic Church, if you don't want to know the truth about the Pope. I'm an evangelical Christian. I know the truth about the leaders in the evangelical churches, in these mega churches, in these churches that are apostate. So I can criticize the Catholic Church as a former Catholic. My parents, both sides, Catholics, going back to the time of Noah. Well, Constantine. The Hispanic people. Generation, generation, and generation. Catholics. But they don't know that Christ is not Catholic. He is God. And he uses these systems, the purpose to help God's people to know God. Most Catholic people, they don't know God, they don't know Christ, they know Mary. Marian worship. Worship of the female goddess Mary. So you can be offended with me if you want. I don't care. If Christ opens your eyes, you'll understand what I'm saying. I am criticizing the dark side of the Catholic Church, like I criticize the dark side of evangelical Christianity, the Lutheran Church, the Episcopalian Church, the Anglican Church. 2017, Francis calls for a one-world government, a political authority to combat climate change, arguing the United Nations does not have enough power to impose complete governmental control. This is the Pope you bow to. He's not even a Christian. He is a Jesuit. The Jesuits is the dark side. This order is the dark side of the Catholic Church. There are some who have been Jesuit, Malachi Martin, but they had their eyes open to who Christ is and what the Catholic Church is. And I do feel that he kind of died mysteriously, like some of the previous popes, they die mysteriously. They're a pope. They've taken the papal chair for a month and they get the flu. We've already seen things like scanning phones to enter public areas to prepare people to accept the microchip, digital tattoo, or the mark of the beast system predicted in the Bible. Now they're laying the groundwork to remove God first. Read the facts. Remind Francis of the facts in Exodus 20, verse 3, or Matthew 4, 10, Luke 4, 8. That says, you shall have no other gods before me. Bill Gates, deadly DNA altering vaccines, already admitted a large portion of the satanic agenda. Said the next step would be to usher in a new type of global religion to coincide with AI technology. What is Bill Gates? Is there some spirituality? Something that Bill Gates isn't telling people? Could it be that he worships secretly in coven meetings somewhere? People know that Gates is dark. His wife knows how dark he is. That's why she decided she better leave. To usher in a new type of global religion that will coincide with AI technology. Some of these drugs with the vaccinations, they have something in them, and people that have taken the shot immediately within 30 seconds, they realized their presence of God and the reality of who God is has disappeared. They lose their God consciousness. One woman began to scream, "Where is God? I've lost God. I don't have God anymore." They do it through pharmaceuticals, which in Revelation chapter 18 is called witchcraft. Witchcraft. Sorcery. Why would Gates use these vaccinations and the pharmaceutical world if he didn't know? It can destroy a person's God consciousness. He knows. He understands it perfectly well. He has no love for mankind. You must love God first, and your neighbor like yourself, your brother like yourself. Two laws. This Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply, it doesn't burn, it doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. From 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button, and then scroll down to EMP Shield. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
This is really the truth. There is a Phantom of the Opera, but many. There is a horde, a swarm, I don't know if you could even number how many of these individuals are involved in changing the religions of the world to worshiping the coming Antichrist. The Jewish people don't call him the Antichrist. Jewish people have no thought or understanding of who Jesus Christ is, because God has placed a blindness on their eyes. He said he would do it, and he would not take that and remove that blindness until he returns, and then he'll remove the blindness. But until then, he will protect them. Those that need to be protected are his elect. They will be protected. But they refer to this, what we would call the Antichrist, the beast, and the second beast in Revelation 13. They refer to this individual as the abomination of desolation, the one who commits and takes people to eternal fire. Desolation, eternal destruction, with no hope. Now, going back to the article, there was an episode of Possible. It was a podcast co-hosted by LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman, where Gates reflects on spirituality before he suggests that the world's current religions will become obsolete. The world's, why is this? Because he will be the individual who heads up the new religion for the beast, for the Antichrist, for the abomination of desolation. You don't need to believe me. Just remember, I'm saying he will be the one in Revelation chapter 13, the second beast that goes before the beast. Here's what he says, quoting Bill Gates of hell. The potential positive path is so good that it will force us to rethink how we should use our time, Gates said. You know, you can almost call it a new religion or a new philosophy of, okay, how do we stay connected with each other? Not addicted to these things that make video games look like nothing in terms of the attractiveness of spending time on them. Gates wants us to reject God, end of quote. To reject God, begin to worshiping machines. According to Gates, the world now needs a spiritual authority. Aha! Now needs a spiritual authority that doesn't come from a higher power. And then he goes back to quote this. So it's fascinating that we will. The issues of, you know, disease and enough food or climate, if it gets going, if things go well, will largely become solved problems. Continuing the quote, and you know, so the next generation does get to say, okay, given that some things that were massively in shortage are now not, how do you take advantage of that? So who is going to take advantage of what is not that is going to be? So in other words, if you buy into this new spirituality, if you accept the fact that this new religion is going to, or new philosophy, is going to be the future, or going to be the way of the future, or if this is going to come to pass, which he knows will come to pass, then there's going to be a price to pay. Not because you're a male or a female or educated or American or etc., but there's something that you must do if you want to be part of this world that he's speaking of, this potential positive path. You're going to have to sell your soul. And in the next 7 years plus almost 8 years, you're going to see now, it has already begun with AI. They will push this potential possible new world, a new religion, a new, what do you want to call it? A new nirvana or spirituality. And to bring this new spirituality into existence, you have to, what was Kamala Harris's saying? Leaving behind that which was has been. This is very satanic, and I believe she's saying we have to leave old religion and bring in new religion. Leaving that what has been, leaving that behind. I've got to find the quote. Leave the old religion of God and prepare for the new worship of a new God.
I'm Steve, and I'm the owner of Cartoon Steel. We bring lighthearted fun and nostalgia to shooting sports with our cartoon character gong targets. Steamboat Willie, Felix the Cat, and many more. Got an idea for a unique steel gong target? Shoot us a line on our website, cartoonsteeltargets.com. That's cartoonsteeltargets.com.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit coloradoproperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
You think you're in Hotel California now, you just wait. These people are forecasting what is coming. They are not, could we possibly, maybe. No, this is absolutely the plan. Use AI to debunk the Bible. To, if you debunk the Bible, they don't want to come right out and say, they wouldn't dare say it just yet, debunk the existence of the eternal God. Debunk the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Debunk the return of Jesus Christ. Basically, most of evangelical Christianity presently, right now, they don't want to talk about the return of Christ. Because Christians in evangelical Christianity have it good. Live in America. Constitution, access to some wealth, freedoms like the other nations don't have. We don't want Christ. And I can tell you honestly, the great percentage of the evangelical Christians do not want the return of Jesus Christ because they know before his return there will be hardship. So the pastors, the ministers, the chaplains, they won't discuss. We're in the final 8-year period, the window before Christ's return. And outside of this window, or inside this window, you can view economies collapsing, war, talk of more war, greater plagues, Ebola, and dengue, and they need an encyclopedia for all of these new diseases. They plan to continue to push vaccinations. Listening to somebody last night, I think it was on, I forget where. But they're praising the vaccination plans of World Health Organization. And they basically say, we need more. We need more. We don't have enough. The children, I say to the people of this country, do not have children, because the children belong to the government. When they are born, the nurses, while you're away and asleep, are going to inject these children with vaccinations against your wishes. They don't need your approval. It's not a good time to have children. I'm done for today. 1360khnc.com podcast section, Present Truth site for both of the programs. I'll visit with you tomorrow. This Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Because of your overwhelming support, our 1488 MyPillow has been one of the biggest sales in MyPillow history. I couldn't think of a better way to say thank you than to extend our wholesale pricing through Christmas. Get a classic standard MyPillow for only $14.88. Upgrade to a queen size, just $18.88. King size, only a dollar more. Get my body pillows for only $29.88. And ready? Multi-use MyPillows, only $9.88. It's perfect time to stock up for Christmas gifts for everyone on your list. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC to take advantage of our wholesale pricing, including my classic standard MyPillow is only $14.88. But that's not all. I'm so confident that you're going to love our classic MyPillows that I'm going to extend my 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2025. Plus, orders over $75 ship absolutely free.